Welcome to MLB Extras, the Arizona Diamondbacks edition. Happy New Year, everybody. I'm Allison Footer, and I'm here with Steve Gilbert. And Steve, let's talk about, as we enter 2019 and look toward the season, we'll keep with a theme of New Year's resolutions. So if you had to pick one New Year's resolution for the Diamondbacks, what would that be?
Happy New Year to you, Allison, and everyone out there. I guess I would say for the Diamondbacks that their New Year's resolution is offensively to find some consistency. You know, last year in April, they were very good. They were also very good towards the middle of the season. But in May, they really struggled. And in September, they really struggled. And those 2 months really hurt them when it came to making the playoffs. So I think for them, their New Year's resolution is to try to find some consistency in their offense and how they produce their runs.
I mean, given what they've done this offseason, especially trading Paul Goldschmidt, I mean, what do you think, not just from a front office standpoint, what do you think the players on the roster are thinking about their chances realistically coming up this season? I mean, do you sense that when these guys get to spring training that there'll be maybe a sense of, we took a step back, or are they kind of satisfied with what they maybe got in return for Goldschmidt?
Well, I think, as you know from being around teams sometimes, that they always feel when spring training opens like there's a chance. And so I think depending on what happens here over the next month before camp opens, will determine, kind of what their level of optimism is. I think they certainly will feel like they can compete, because they still do, unless something changes between now and then, they still do have some really good pieces, whether it's a David Peralta, Jake Lamb, Robbie Ray, Zach Greinke, Archie Bradley. I mean, they've got some pieces there. Obviously, they'd be without Paul Goldschmidt, but I think they feel pretty good about, the catching situation, picking up a young catcher like Carson Kelly and getting Luke Weaver to kind of, add some depth to that rotation. So I think that they're certainly going to come to camp missing Paul Goldschmidt and missing his presence. But I think that there'll probably be certainly optimism amongst the players when it starts out.
So let's talk about some of the items that are still on the Diamondbacks to-do list, questions that need to be answered. There are obviously a lot when it comes to this club. We've talked about a little bit about it, but I guess one of the main question is who will be playing first base. I was trying to sift through all of this by reading some of your analysis. I was starting to get very confused, which is not, it has nothing to do with how you're writing it. It's just, this is what going through with the Diamondbacks for a really long time, trying to figure out this infield, because there seems to be a lot of moving parts or possibilities of moving parts. So how do you think this is going to shake out?
Yeah, I think it's confusing for everybody right now. It's how do they replace Paul Goldschmidt at first? So then you look at, do they move Jake Lamb over from third base? That's something that they've talked about internally and seem to be kind of leaning towards. So then that opens up third base, which is then, you could plug Eduardo Escobar in at third base. But then you still have a big hole in center field, assuming A.J. Pollock signed somewhere else. So who's going to play center? Is there somebody out there they can get in a trade? The free agent market for center field certainly seems a bit thin right now. So do they move Ketel Marte out there? And if you move Ketel Marte out there, which he could probably play some center field, then that opens up a hole at second base. And so there's just all these different moving parts. And so somewhere between first base and center field, they have to figure out how they're going to plug those holes, and does that open up other holes that then they would need to plug? And I have to feel like the next few weeks are going to be pretty active for the Diamondbacks, just because they need to get those answers sooner rather than later, I would imagine, with spring training coming up. Obviously, the market, free agent-wise, has been slow. So it's going to be interesting to see if they're looking at a free agent for one of those positions. Can they help get that moving before Manny Machado and the others sign to kind of jumpstart that part of the market? It's going to be very interesting. I still think a few weeks to see how they kind of solve that riddle. But you're right. I mean, there's a ton of moving pieces, and it's kind of hard to keep it all straight.
So they've pretty much decided, it's understood that Jerod Dyson, Socrates Brito, they're not everyday players, right? So that's not, I guess they'll come into camp competing for positions in the outfield or bench guys.
I think, you know, Hazen has indicated, general manager Mike Hazen has indicated that, you know, they see Dyson not necessarily as an everyday kind of center fielder at this point. And, you know, he's coming off a couple seasons where he's missed time due to injury. So I think probably not on either one of those guys as being like everyday, everyday guys in center field, certainly guys that can contribute. But I don't think they look at them as everyday guys. So in some way, shape, or form, they're going to have to fill that hole in center field. Again, AJ Pollock is still out there. They still say they remain engaged with him and will until he signs elsewhere. They will still believe there's a possibility of bringing him back. So we'll have to see how that plays itself out.
Yeah, I mean, I guess we get so used to if a team loses a guy to free agency, but before he signs with another team, I think that everybody just assumes that like there's no possible way that he's going to come back to that team. That's not always the case. I mean, we don't see it that often, but the way that the way things have changed with free agency and some of the rules surrounding with draft picks and everything, it's not out of the question, right? I guess there's maybe a feeling like, oh, well, there might be some hard feelings if they don't get like the length of years or the money that they want, that there might be it might be a little uncomfortable to go back to that team. But maybe that's a little overblown.
Well, I think certainly if AJ doesn't get what he's looking for on the market, maybe he decides to come back to Arizona on a 1-year deal to try to rebuild his value or to try it again next year as far as free agency goes. And so even if he is disappointed any player, if we're talking just in general, it doesn't serve them any purpose to go into the season disappointed because they're playing for a contract the following year. So, you've seen AJ's name linked to teams like the Mets and the Rockies. I think he'd be in a very interesting fit in Colorado. But if he doesn't get that offer and he chooses to come back to Arizona on a 1-year deal, I think it would certainly be a good thing for the Diamondbacks in terms of, you get a very motivated player for 1 year. But again, we'll see once some of these other bigger names come off the market if that kind of, gets things going a little more.
You posted a mailbag or an inbox, excuse me. You posted an inbox shortly after the holidays, and you had a question from Max from Gilbert, Arizona, about the Diamondbacks maybe considering a possible deal involving Nick Ahmed or Robbie Ray. Robbie Ray, I can't imagine that would be something that they would be moved to do. What was your reaction to that?
Well, we heard some talk during the winter meetings that teams were interested in Robbie Ray, that maybe the Padres were interested in Nick Ahmed. And, when you talk to Mike Hazen about that again, he says they're not looking to do a complete teardown right now. And so they're not looking to do a Robbie Ray deal or a Nick Ahmed deal or a David Peralta deal. Now, is it possible that somebody could come to them with an offer that kind of blows them away? I'm sure that is possible. But right now, they've given no indication that they're going to do that full rebuild, in which case then you would trade a Robbie Ray or a David Peralta. But I think right now, if they're trying to be competitive this coming season, I think Robbie Ray is going to be on the team. Now, again, maybe that changes if they get a different offer. But one of the things that Mike Hazen said is that as soon as he traded Paul Goldschmidt, teams around the league, it wasn't just fans, it was also teams around the league assumed that they were going to be doing more of a teardown. And that's why he started to get a higher volume of calls on guys like Nick Ahmed or Robbie Ray. And he told teams that they're just not looking to move guys right now.
Okay, good stuff. Thank you, Steve. Thanks to everybody for listening to MLB Extras, the Arizona Diamondbacks edition, and we will catch up with you next time.